Good morning, we're studying Tosan Zayin. Din Chitim, which water fell on them. Din by wheat kernels, which water fell on them, is that they, if they get swollen, that they're machmits and they consider, and they're chomits. This is one of the reasons why, Shmur Ma says, Mishas Kitzira, so be sure that no water, you don't rely on the chazakos, and no water falls on, no water falls on the wheat. But this siman talks about the chazakos, if you don't have that, can you buy wheat to go ahead and make matzahs? And how do you, what the chazakos are and things like that. Dagan shenitva benar. If you have grains, wheat that fell into the river, shenafal of mayim, water spilled on it, kashem she'asa la'achol kach asar l'kaimel. Just like it's asar to eat it, it's also asar to keep it, over on Bal Yiroa. Elamoychol Yisrael, before Pesach, you should sell it to Yisrael. Sell it and say, listen, this is probably chametz, so you have to eat it before Pesach, or you could eat it yourself. But if you sell it to a goy before Pesach, then if you sell it to Yisrael, it's fine. You sell it to a goy, you should only sell a little bit. So therefore, you should eat it before Pesach. Shema Yachzer in Yehudi and Kerenel Yisrael. Or Choshesh that maybe the goy will turn around and sell it to Yisrael, and they're not going to know that it's chametz. And so we're Choshesh for this chashash. Therefore, only sell a bit at a time. I assume 30 days. So that's the time that people are focusing on what's it called. Listen, wheat is going to be chometz even if water fell on it in the by Hanukkah. But when you have to be choshesh, I don't know, probably want to be choshesh, within 30 days, but I don't know. Dagon zeshenitva benar or shenafel of mayim. This dagon which fell into the river, got water spilled on it, avavi shalom nizbakea. Even though you go through it and you look, you don't see any of the kernels, grew and split. Also, there's still also the chivin the menach naichi, also the chimutz. Just like we say by dough that if it sits for 18 minutes, even if there's no simin chimutz, we still say it's machmitz. So too over here, since water spilled on it, nothing happened, it sat for a day. You look through, it looks fine. Still, we say that it fermented. Therefore, we have to be very careful that water, rain does not spill on the wheat. He has a field on his baku asuros. There's no way to check it, unless you know for sure that right away you saw your water, whatever, you deal with it. But otherwise, there's no way to tell. But dagan shayam bunach ba'aliyah, if you have a dagan in the attic, v'yardu gesharim derech hagab k'sasam akomos, it's lachon, and it dripped, and it leaked in, and it got a bit wet. Also, shenislachachol asuros. Any of the wheat which got wet, you see, is a wet spot or whatever, it's clumping, they're also. Aval sharim akomos mutil ha'shoyisa mikoch sveika. But the rest, of the wheat, you can eat it, or you can't eat it, you can leave it over Pesach if it's fake, Shirali Yardu Alein Kishamim. Right, maybe the rain didn't rain on it. If it didn't, maybe it fell on it, Shirali Yitzchamtu. So we only say it's a chazaka that obviously if the wheat got swollen later. But if it didn't get swollen, you only say it was a chazaka that it happened. So you have a sveika here. It's not boler. Pesach also, but you can't use the sveika to matter achila. You're gonna see later on, the poskim point out that the sveika will work for mashu. Here we're talking about not a mashu, we're talking about actual chitim, which is more than a mashu. But the sveika will work to, you can be mashing it. Chitim shebo besvina, if you have wheat which came in a boat, even a barge, whatever, river raft. Im hay miveshos for kashos, if you see that they're like old and dried out, and they look dry and fine. And then we don't assume that even though they were in a sfina, right? We don't assume that they got wet. There's a discussion, but if we know this type of boat is the type of boat where there's always water, some sort of barge or something, where there's always water in the bottom, in the bottom of the boat, then that's something different, because there is more of a vada, there's more of a chazaka that this thing got wet, even if it doesn't look like it. But a stam boat, you don't have to worry about it. Shana shirabu kishami. If you have a year which had a lot of rain, the other alarema shibasados, and then it rained on the piles of kernels in the field. Sometimes it does rain in ER, sometimes it does, different times, even in the summer it's raining, whatever. So if you see that some of the wheat on top are starting to sprout, you're not chushesh for stam chitim, rest of the chitim. We're not choshish, even though we saw it did rain and we see that this pile started to grow, we're not choshish. And agav, just a few people should realize that, spread of wheat, if you make wheatgrass, anything like that is mamish, according to the mamish chometz. So a person shouldn't think it was, I guess if the sprouted completely and the thing's completely gone, I don't know, the kernel's gone, but a stam sprouted weed is definitely vadei chometz. Dagon shebechuber v'sinishabish lagamri, dagon which is still in the ground and that dried out, but ainu tzarich yanika, but it's ready to be cut. Then we consider as if it's already cut umakabel chimutz. Right? There's a din if it has no yinika. It applies by different dinim, whether it's considered mechuber lekarka or not, for different dinim throughout the Shas, throughout the Shulchan Aruch. Here we're machmir that it's considered as if it's not attached, and therefore can get chimutz and yadulog shamim. So therefore, if you're trying to be shomer the wheat, then you have to be sure that when it's ready to be cut, it's cut right away. Any wheat which are, you see, you're taking out wheat and you see that some are split. Also, we don't say that it transfers tam or anything like that. Only the ones which are split are problematic. It's normal because the water goes on the outside layer, or the ground is wet and the whole outside layer of the pile. The water never gets into the, because it all gets absorbed on the outer layer, it doesn't get into the middle, so therefore you only have to take off the outer layer, the chitim which are split. Yisrael, Sheyesh lo boros meleim chitim. Yisrael pits or ditches or whatever, they used to store stuff in the ground which is full of chitim. Choshet shema yesh bekarkayu sabor hirosa chitim uvukayim milachas sabor v'haaretz. And if you think that maybe your choshish, it's a wet ground, whatever, that there's wheat on the side of the hole which might have fermented. Bitul ba'al masagi, that you don't have to go ahead and throw everything out. You're not, listen, this, you want to keep it over Pesach, right? You're not planning to go ahead and use it. The shayla ba'al yirah. So that's, since only a chash, so you, then you could just say ba'al yirah. And you could just say bittul kolchamir or whatever, and you don't have to be worried.
And if you know for sure the walls is,
that's something else. Here we're not talking. If you know for sure, then that's vadai. Then
you have to empty it.
It depends on the, here's only a chash. You've got, if you know for sure there's some. could be bittul still would help, because if you, I mean, if you know for sure you have to take it out, you're rishus anyway, do rabbanon. So could be, I don't know. Dvash sha'ini Yehudi, honey. You buy what was it in America? Subi honey, I don't know, whatever. So you buy that in America. Ein machzikin bo iser oichel sova Pesach. There's nothing to worry about, and you can eat it on Pesach. What's the issue? The issue was it used to be that they used to put flour in the honey to thicken it. So there's a problem. But the Mechaber says that you don't have to be choshesh. You can just eat it. Hagadah miyu yesh machmirin. So that's a discussion.
I'm not so sure
that's it's one of the Shiva Mashkos, maybe there's water in it also, that's what the Shiva says. There is a discussion in the Achronim, and we do know that there's a halacha that that dvash. I say, why is it mutter to eat? You know, if there's beef hearts in the dvash, why is it mutter? Because the Taz talks about in Yerodea that they dissolve, that everything turns into dvash. So they have the discussion over here also. Like, why don't we say that? And it could be just it's chumrah de Pesach and things like that we don't. This is something that they did. Now, obviously, so it says. However, a minig minadina zaylu shlolechol dvash, but also shemivim mechavios minikiveres. So also minu mashka shikarim mead. The minig was only not to eat stuff which they took from the kiver, which they're making for mead, because then they would put additives in. But pure honey, if you're sure there's pure honey, or there's a government, the government says you can't put 100% pure honey unless it's pure honey, you can't mix anything in. So then that's fine. But, obviously, you need it's better to have a hechsher on any of these things. So einin yaveshim v'anavim yaveshim shikorin rosini, right, raisins, gedolim uktanim talim v'minigam akoymos. You have to know what the Matthias is. Ki yesh machirim shlo ochla and yesh makilim. Some will eat fried food, some don't, because sometimes they sprinkle flour on the fruit when they help dry it out. Hu adin, if you buy, you have to be careful here in Eretz Yisrael, and you buy roasted nuts that you see the white powder on it. It's either a hechsher, because it's either potato starch, or it's sweet. I've been in a store, I'm like, do you use potato starch? He said, no, we use real wheat. Whatever. So they put flour on, so the salt sticks. So he also says, all these things need hechsherim. V'lachal t'hagu b'medin is ehil l'hachmer. Sho'le'echol shum peiros yaveshim. The meaning is not to eat any dried fruit. In lo she'yadua she'yisiyam she'b'derech she'lechol shechametz. Again, this is the makor. This is where he said we don't eat anything on Pesach unless it's a hechsher. Person shouldn't rely on anything which is somewhat processed or whatever. You don't know what goes on. You always have to have a hechsher. Fresh fruit is something else, but everything needs to have a hechsher about for chametz if it's processed. With sugar, also the ochlo, sugar is also rafilu the hashayisai also, because they used to put in to make it powder or whatever. They used to put in. Flour, choshes, they used to put flour in. Uvi yomtov ha'achon, oichlim peres yaveshim. However, on last day, eighth day yomtov, we do eat peres yaveshim with sukkar kandil, she'ein bo chshash chimutz. If it's only a chshash, we don't know. So the minig was that, the minig was to go ahead and to eat it on the last day, and since it's only derabbanan, we're not machmir for a chshash. And that's chor, this is the makor also for the, why in Chutzaritz they eat gebrachs on the last day also, because it's only yachshash, and since their whole point is they're choshish for flour in the matzah or whatever, same idea, and then we're choshish for flour, and there isn't, and then on the last day, it's only mamish the rabbanon, so therefore, you don't have to choshish for it. I mean, again, the dinner is eidu shlo lechol karkum shikar and zafron. Also, they don't eat saffron or negelach or cloves. Miu einan oisim taruvasa is only yachshashas and asur tarubis. Again, like I said, any product which is somewhat processed or is a chash that they mix stuff in, you have to know, and you shouldn't buy anything out of Hechsher. For example, there is a minigim bells, that they don't eat carrots on Pesach. Because it used to be, and there in bells around the old cities, whatever, the Goyim used to store carrots and beer. He soaked them in beer, and whole, you know, that's where they had their store, and then they sold them. So therefore, they said, okay, no one's eating any carrots, and they kept the minig up after.
Right.
So that's
exact same.
And they make their own sugar water, and they
can't be peeled. Forget it. No peppers, and that's the same exact concept. Because it was stored by the flour.
Right. That's why people buy almonds, which are in the shells. Mm-hmm. Chumras people take on, you know, for each person and the fee is minhagim. Tavshil shit is vashil nintzabel sa'orim achitim. A tavshil which was, you cooked it and you find wheat in it, or a sa'orim, you find barley or wheat. In is vaku mamish, if they mamish split, hare call tavshil also. Then that, it's, because the chametz, whole thing is also, right? You go ahead and you make a challenge or you make whatever, and suddenly, for some reason, you find a barley in there. Now, the truth is, pur barley is already, it's chametz because it's already soaked. You have to get the shell off, so it's already nizbaka. It's already considered chametz gomor. And that has to be sold.
The whole barley has a little bit of a different thing.
Right. A whole barley is different, so you need a hechsher, but you shouldn't, you know, not chametz. But if you find it in your cholent, you find a wheat berry in your cholent, you have a problem. You learn this baku mamish, but if you see they didn't split a tavshel mutter, then it doesn't answer the tavshel. Gava ain't a minikain. However, the Ashkenazim, the Ramah says that that's not the minik. El oisim akol b'mashu. We assume that a mashu went through everything, a feel in his baku, even if it didn't split, like we had before by the sack which got wet, that were choshish for, you know, if it was cooked and if it was whatever, we're choshish for it. Well, it wasn't machmir. No, if you boil, I don't know, because it's a chalita, right? If you put flour in boiling water, it doesn't. It's not machmir. Something that's just boiling hot, it doesn't necessarily machmir. You know, the chimitz doesn't come from cooking; it comes from sitting. So, if you see that, if you see that it didn't split, so it's not machmir. So it's not nothing. It's not.
On Pesach.
On Pesach, yeah. Ve'oisam chitim osaorim. But the Mechaber says that those chitim asorim, it's not enough to be noticed in tam, you know, b'mashu, but you have to go ahead and burn them because we're choshish for chametz of those things. Tanagolos mevushalois shenintzva pesach chitim mevukas. You roast chicken and you find a chita inside which is split. Which is swollen, the mutter, the machra, the ena Yehudi, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. She'enanim keres yoise biyoiker, b'shvil achita, shenimtseis b'soicha. Because you're not getting hanav from the achita. The goy's not going to say, oh, there's wheat in it. Oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to give you more money. Wow, this is, you know, special. They don't care. So therefore, you're selling a chicken. So you're allowed to, so this would be, you'd be allowed to sell it on Pesach. I go, oh, Medina Seilu, Nogin Lisa Fakol, Ramah says, and in the Ashkenaz is just to go ahead and throw the whole chicken in the fire. Yeah, Mashu.
That's why a lot of Hungarians have falsa fish. They don't eat real fish because they were fed with like wheat berries and so on and so forth in the pond, and they began to find it on the shore. So fish.
So this baka chita that was found in the kishkes of the chicken, or was
even if it's in the cavity. Yeah, even if it's, you, I don't know. You open it up, you see it. Even the, so if it's the kishkes. I don't know if they use, I don't think they use the bake with the kishkas. So yeah, they take them out.
Maybe you found it in the throat, the puppy.
Now they, you find one, especially here, they don't clean them. So you can find them in
the olden days is very, very different. You didn't have much butchering for the most of these things. My alta brother went, she shucked her own chickens. Right. You know, you took the chicken from the backyard, you took them out, and that was it. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe someone didn't do a good enough job.
If you find it on the eighth day, Mutar lahash oisa adachar Pesach, you're allowed to go ahead and keep it after Pesach, because obviously the eighth day we're not so chokish. I think we will stop here.